In 1948, he wrote his preceptor training course. And the first convention held here in 1950 was for initiate preceptors, future teachers. This foresight by our teacher ensures the continuance of his teachings in the manner that he prescribed. His dream of other metaphysics centers all over the world is becoming a reality. Our Reverend Thor Thordsen has established a center in Iceland. A beautiful valley has been purchased by Reverend Thor and his dedicated students in Iceland. And the story of their progress was recounted in our last November Mansion Builder. And if you did not receive this, I think there are extra copies in the cafeteria if you care for one. There's another center organized and operated by our Reverend Bonnie Williams in Tie-Tie, Georgia. A chapel was opened the beginning of this year. And land has been purchased for a center in Springfield, Missouri. And our Reverend Marvin Landwehr is in the process of erecting a center there. For a number of years, classes have been held in homes, in rented halls, all around the country and in foreign countries, held by initiate preceptors and preceptors who have attended conventions and who have become trained teachers. And this is only the beginning. At least four conventions a year are conducted here in this spiritual haven. Special classes for training teachers are conducted at each convention by our senior preceptor, Reverend Grace Cleflin. Students come from all around the world in all walks of life to attend our conventions. Dingley May, our teacher, personally conducted most of the 104 conventions that have been held to date. In 1955, Dingley May began to make use of tape recordings. Looking to the future and to the continuation of his teachings, Dingley May recorded much of the lesson material for use in teaching classes and for training future teachers. Many of his beautiful classes, where wisdom seems to flow from his lips in unending stream, have been captured on tape recordings so that students of the future can actually receive much of the wisdom embodied in the science of mental physics in their own teacher's voice. And we all remember hearing our teacher say many times, "Where you hear the voice of a man, there is the man." Some of our ordained ministers, preceptors, that Dingley May personally trained are with us today to honor him. We also have a group of dedicated initiate preceptors who are in training and will soon go forth to serve where they are needed. We stand together today to honor our teacher. And together, heart to heart, we shall carry on. And so, in the autumn of his life, Reverend Edwin John Dingle, Dingley May, dedicated his life to humanity, inspired many others to accept the custodianship of the human race, and served so selflessly in dedication, served with his total self. Greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for his friend. Every life has a life of winter, a time of quietude and inactivity, or so it would seem. Looking deeper into nature, we discover that this is a misnomer. Activity and preparations are continued, preparing for another spring. And so it is with our beloved teacher, Dingley May. Is he gone? No. Those in the higher realms are rejoicing, as they say. He has come. In just the same way, when you expect a baby, and you wait, and finally the time of birth arrives, you rejoice then and you say, the time has come. In precisely the same way, but more beautifully then, our Dingleme has been born again into a new spring, a new cycle of experiences on a higher plane. Realizing his many accomplishments, the long hours he devoted to his work, those who had the opportunity to observe Dingleme know full well that much of what would be termed his life was placed upon the altar of his dream to help humanity. For too many years he labored unceasingly, and this now is the time to rest, to be renewed, reborn into a new spring. Though he has left behind his physical body, the spirit of the mind has been born into a higher realm. And so we should not grieve. When we know what we know, we should rejoice, giving thanks for the privilege of having known him and having known his teachings, having made those teachings our own, for the truth and the understanding of his teachings that they have brought to all of us and which will continue to bless and to enrich humanity throughout the years to come. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. What I have taken away was mine, saith the Lord, and I return it to the place where it belongeth. But the soul which I also gave, I carry to a new region of delight. In my hand is the spirit of Edwin John Dingle, and I raise it up to the delightful places that I created for it. Yes, it shall find its light and rejoice because of the glory of my heavens. Glory be to God, eternal Creator, quickener of the living, and those that pass from step to step into everlasting life. Onward speed, our beloved teacher, to regions of delight. He shall be recompensed in the wisdom of the Almighty. There is much that I could say to Dingleme's family and to all of those who loved him, and to know him was truly to love him. But I know that they find, as I do, great comfort in their belief. How wonderful it is to know that our teacher is alive in God, because we know that man is eternally one with God. And this great truth, brought home to many of us by this man that we honor here this morning, will help all of us to overcome the loss of his physical presence and allow us to release and to bless our beloved teacher as he passes on to a new experience of the soul, a new spring. Now we're all children of God, and realizing this, we release our beloved teacher from our own personal love and to the larger concept of love. Love that is of the Spirit. For as much as we love a person, for as much as we might depend upon him materially, emotionally, or even spiritually, when that person, as we say, departs, we are still loved. We are still cared for that we felt was of God. God's nearness, God's support, God's love. Could anyone prove this truth to us more positively than our own beloved teacher? When we needed knowledge, he taught us. When we needed guidance, his wisdom and light showed us the way. How many times, when we were passing through a difficult period, we felt our teacher with us, remembering his words as if he were by our side, as he is now. And we found the courage. We found the courage and the guidance and the strength necessary to carry on, to move ahead. And remembering now all that he taught us, let us look upon our teacher with a newer, larger vision, so that love and courage remain. And we press forward. And we will uncover a faith, I am sure, that perhaps we never knew existed. Stronger, more sure, more ready. It's there. It's ours. And then let us feel joy. The joy of knowing that life is eternal. A great joy. That there is no separation in the Spirit. The joy of knowing that God is always there, lifting us with everlasting arms, giving us the strength, and making us know that all is well. Reverend Edwin John Dingle, beloved teacher, your breathing now has ceased as you have come face to face with the clear light, and you are to experience it in reality, wherein all things are like the void and cloudless sky. At this moment, you know yourself, and you abide in your highest consciousness. You are endowed with a power that is all-pervading. You are in the pure silence necessary for the disciple, the heart, the emotions, and the intellect being stilled. Thou art not distracted. Thou art not indecisive. Thou art wisdom, and love embraceth thee. We pray for thee that thou wilt hold to thy single purpose. We give thanks for thee, and on thy journey to the heights, our highest thoughts will ever accompany thee, so far as true understanding in us lies. O nobly born, thou knowest how full well that man cannot die. There never was a time when thou and we were not. There never will be a time when we shall not be. Thou and we are one with God. And when man has conquered every foe on the plane of the soul, the seed, which is man, will have fully opened out into the holy breath of life. Thou art on thy way to attain the blessedness of perfection and to be at one with God. Dingley May, beloved teacher, though we shall never again look upon thy human face as a fellow traveler along the path, In our memories thou shalt live forever. Your light of wisdom shall continue to burn. We see thee as one of the higher workers for all good. We know thy spirit, and may we all together rest in the spirit of the Father, Mother, God of this unchanging universe. And so, with our highest thought and noblest desires for good, in our love and with our love, we wing thee on thy way to the center of the eternal light. Yes, our beloved teacher will always be with us. May we now, all of us, be inspired to hold high the torch of wisdom, entrusted to us by our teacher. As we together gratefully follow his teachings, endeavoring to do with the best of our ability that which we know, now, friends, let us all feel together, as I read to us the 23rd Psalm. Read it with your hearts. Feel into the very depths of your being. Know it to be true. Feel it. Become it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal Father, Mother, God, today our hearts are full of love, supported by joy, gratitude, as together we honor a man who is taking up the torch that we all may see more clearly. And we pray, O Father of light, that we may, in all that we think, feel, say, and do, emulate, image thy perfection. As Jesus the Christ admonished us to be perfect as the Father. And, O Father of light, we pray that all of us, hand to hand, heart to heart, may dedicate and rededicate ourselves anew in a new spring in our own endeavors to more fully live what we know. to become ambassadors of the Spirit, true bearers of light. We pray that we may have the humility and the sincerity to constantly look within ourselves and never blame the other fellow, never condemn, but to do as our teacher so valiantly taught us, to constantly do that we have at hand to further the brotherhood of man, the fatherhood of God here on this beautiful earth. And so we ask thy blessings on Reverend Edwin John Dingell. May he be led anew, carrying on in the highest ideals and singleness of purpose. May we all, as little children, feel and know that we are always in thine own everlasting arms, that we are never alone. May we, in joy and in gratitude and in true humility, carry that torch high, O Father of light, Father of all. We pray that we may, in our own time and generation, do thy holy will. And for all that we are, for all that we have, we give thee thanks, O Lord our God. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Reverend Edwin John Dingell, in our love and with our love, we bring thee on thy way to the center of the eternal light. Reverend Edwin J. Dingell, Ned, in our love and with our love, we bring thee on thy way to the center of eternal light. Dingley May, in our love and with our love, we bring thee on thy way to the center of the eternal light.